As I was reflecting on today's scripture readings and I was thinking about what to say upon my return to St. John's, I just look around at all those gathered here and I think about all that's happened, not just in the last 2 weeks since my ordination, but really throughout my journey to the priesthood. The time that's been spent in prayer, in study, in ministry, and relating to God's people in parishes and in situations all over. I think about all that has led to this point, to this opportunity to serve and to witness to the love of God through that calling to be a priest. And I don't think I could say it any better than to simply echo Jesus' prayer of praise and thanksgiving. I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. I thank God for what he has revealed in my life. You know, nobody starts out on the road to priesthood, or really to any vocation for that matter, without seeing something of the love of God revealed, even if it's just in little ways. And hearing that invitation to love, to a relationship, an invitation that calls us to start out on that journey and to grow along the way, in little ways. And so I thank God for each and every experience of this love, the love that has brought me to the altar today. Now certainly, even with all the learning that has taken place in theological classes and in seminary training, God still continues to surprise me and to amaze me every day with what he reveals. A particular example of this happened not too long ago. So there's this a beautiful part in the rite of ordination to the priesthood, in which first the bishop and then all the priests who are gathered there, they place their hands on the head of the person being ordained, and they just pray silently over him for a time. No words are spoken, and this part of the liturgy is simply called the imposition of hands. And so I was talking with a priest friend of mine about the whole rite, about what takes place in the liturgy. And when we came to that part of the Mass, he said, you know, don't forget the meaning and the gravity of that word, imposition. You know, when those priests place their hands over your head, it's not simply a Kodak moment or a symbol of fraternity. These priests really are inviting you to share in the responsibility of the priesthood. It's as if they're asking, you know, might I just impose this on you, you know, for the rest of your life? And so as all this was taking place in the liturgy, and so many priests were coming forward, and some, you know, they were really pressing hard, you know, it was a heavy press to their hands. I thought about my friend's words, how that call to the priesthood, that was really an invitation to share in a burden of responsibility, the responsibility of ministry, and how it was an invitation to self-giving love in a truly unique way, to a sacrifice that shares in Christ's own sacrificial love. But you know, as I was thinking about that burden, the burden which we share, and as that was revealed, especially in the light of today's gospel, I found it really to be a source of blessing, to be a joy, because that imposition was asked by Christ. And Christ doesn't seek to impose upon us, to weary us, to overwhelm us, but really to bring us peace. God takes the idea of what some might consider burdensome, and he transforms it into something that's life-sustaining and fulfilling. Today's scripture readings remind us of that. They call us to re-examine our expectations and our ways of thinking, especially about our responsibilities in our faith. And we see that the revelation and the execution of God's plan really should reshape our understanding and then also our response to God's will. In the first reading today, we hear about how the king comes. And he comes not with fanfare, not getting the royal treatment, but we hear that he comes meekly. And indeed, in his incarnation, Christ came in humble appearance. Throughout his own ministry, he didn't engage in spectacle or self-promotion, but went about the mission the work of revealing the love and the mercy of the Father. Think about the way of Christ's triumph over evil, over sin and death, and really how that challenged everything that the people were expecting. Christ didn't arrive on his war horse to slay, to fight, to call to arms, to condemn. Rather, Christ climbed up onto the cross to establish peace rather than conflict. And then to us as well, our God and our Lord, he comes in rather unexpected ways. In the sacraments, in the community of faith, in the Word, and time and again, he offers us a chance simply to rest, to find peace, to a newness of life, and to the joy of relationship. God's ways of overcoming the world, they wouldn't line up with our typical thinking or our approach. Again, God is not overpowering or overwhelming or crushing us with the sheer magnitude of his glory. His revelation and his plan, they are accomplished in meekness, in humility, to the little ones. St. Paul then reminds us in the second reading about how we're not to be overcome by the burdens of the flesh. Rather, he reminds us to dwell in the life of the Spirit and the peace which that provides. It's a wonderful way of thinking about our responsibilities and our burdens, not being debtors to the flesh, but having life in the Spirit. And finally, even the gospel calls us today to rethink what some may think is a burdensome task of following God. We're called to see how our faithfulness and all the actions and responsibilities that we have as Christians, the witness that we are to give, these are gifts. These are blessings. We're called to see them as part of the ever-deepening relationship to our loving Creator and Redeemer. And all that we're called to in growing in our faith life and actively serving God and his people, of accomplishing the mission to which we're called that's meant to fulfill us, that's meant to allow us to live life to the fullest as God intends us to live and to be the best version of ourselves, to grow in virtue, to grow in holiness, and to receive eternal reward. And God's burden for us is light, because Jesus truly shouldered the brunt of it. And Jesus continues to lift us out of any kind of world weariness or fatigue that we might experience when we invite him to be a part of our lives, a part of our struggles, a part of our work and our activity. I think about all the other things in our lives that can burden us. I think about current events that can leave us in a state of uncertainty, about suffering, personal or in the lives of others, that can bring us all face to face with our own fragility and leave us just feeling vulnerable. I think about questions and doubts and criticisms lodged by others, or internal struggles even with our own weaknesses and our sinfulness. To all of these burdens, Christ speaks words of peace, of healing, of comfort. And that is what he calls us to share and to witness to offer the good news of joy to a world that can be so heavily burdened. You know, I want to reflect back on those words of praise that Jesus speaks in the gospel today. And you know, Jesus is uttering these words upon the return of his disciples from distant parts of the country. They've all been out doing his work, on his mission, and they've returned back joyful to the community because they saw the good results of sharing in Christ's labor of love. So in a similar way, you know, I feel like I've been sent forth from this parish community with so many prayers, such great encouragement. And so I too share the disciples' joy, that rush of excitement, being able to come back here and to say how truly blessed I feel in being a priest of Jesus Christ and in serving God and his people. In the many encounters that I've had and all the opportunities to witness to the good news of Jesus Christ, this imposition, this task, that lies ahead. It truly sustains me and fulfills me and keeps me wanting more. And so I pray, especially for this community today, may the God who frees us from every hard burden continue to bless this community, through which so many good fruits have been born, and through which the love of Jesus is alive and beautifully revealed. Amen.